Tommy Cazzola joins us now. Tommy, how you doing?
Boys, what a day. I mean, I'm ready to go sunning right away here.
I was out there for about an hour and a half at the outdoor pool today. Whew. Nice and warm out, baby. Get some suntan lotion on. Feels good. It's nice. Real nice. I'm guessing Nugent Hopkins was probably celebrating with something today as he strikes it rich with the Edmonton Oilers and gets an eight-year deal.
Gets his money, guys, and a little bit of give and take between the team and the player. You get a little bit extra term, but you get the cap hit that you want. So I was pleasantly surprised with the reaction from Oilers fans, considering what we saw in the last couple of weeks in regard to basically anything that the Oilers did, whether it was the Devin Shore signing, people finding out what uniform they're going to wear next season, and so on. So today to see that generally people were happy with it is a pleasant surprise. So let's see what he does, you guys. I mean, you called it, Greggs. You said he's going to need to take a haircut. Strutty, I think you talked about that too. Now everything's out of the way. He had a down year last year. He has to bounce back. You hit on it earlier in the segment. He's got to produce better 5-on-5, especially with the two guys that he's been playing with. And I'm curious to see, and this is so far down the road too, you guys, but I'm curious to see what type of player he evolves into after he turns 32, 33. And I do believe that he is capable of sticking around until that point. Will he be an expensive player at that point? Yeah, probably. But eventually the cap will start to go up again. I know it's going to take a little bit longer. At least that's the rumblings for it to start to move again than initially anticipated when COVID finally hit. But by then, you would think that the cap hit would be not as significant, considering the overall cap will be going up, what, 5-6 years from now. Hopefully sooner, but that's probably likely right now.
Tom, I love hearing that you're working on your tan. I think that's something you do need to focus more on, as I saw some of your social media posts. When I look at Nugent Hopkins, and I stated just previously that, you know, the Oilers now have that one left winger locked up, or what we think will be a left winger locked up for a number of years. I think it'd be wrong to sign another left winger to more than, I might go 3 years, but not past that, because they need to have wiggle room for a Dylan Holloway to come in, you know, at some point, hopefully push in there, but also the money and the cap room. Am I being a little bit too dramatic in that, or is it like get the best player you can and deal with that down the road?
I think you have to consider it. I mean, like, how much can you put your hopes into Holloway, into blossoming into this, you know, premier goal-scoring left winger pretty quickly? And that's tough to do for a young guy, even with a ton of potential and upside. But, Strutty, like, having said that, you do have to be mindful. You do have to look at it and say, okay, you've got Nugent Hopkins now. He's long-term. He's probably in that top six on the left side, spot duty at center where need be. If guys are hurt or whatever, they want to change up the look, so be it. Truly, there is that one spot on the left side for the foreseeable future. So I think the hope and plan A would be to have Holloway eventually become that, but they're in a situation now where, and Ken Holland reiterated about six times today in his press conference, where they're in win now mode. So you got to find a way to balance that out with this next signing for what we anticipate is a impactful left winger. I don't mind what Greg said about a guy like Tatar, a one-year show-me deal, but I think that for the Oilers and in general, that a guy like Tatar would be a little bit further down the list. They'd probably want to go a little bit more in terms of big game hunting on the left side, and I'm sure they'll try to. Who knows what happens, though? But I think it's, again, it's a balance. Looking at that left side, okay, you got a guy who's potentially going to be a great sniper on the left side in Holloway, but he needs time, Strutty, and maybe that's where you cap things at a three-year offer for whoever they chase in free agency.
Tom Cazzola joins us, Hampton Sports Leader, TSN 1260, and Nugent Hopkins is now he's locked in the fold. I think there's some areas of his game he'll have to improve on. He talked about it at the end of the season. He wants to get back to shooting the puck better. You know, he just didn't finish off the chances. Now, you know, next season, I think ideally, you know, Dave Tippett would like to run two lines and, barring injury, kind of stick with them. So I'll ask both of you, who do you start Nugent Hopkins with, Draisaitl or McDavid, and why?
Go ahead, Strez.
I haven't been thrilled with what I see with the two 97 and 93. So for that reason, I put him with Draisaitl. Guys, I'm going to throw something out there, and I don't know how you guys would feel about this, but I'm wondering if you maybe don't find a little bit bigger left winger to play with Connor McDavid, and then he put Yamamoto with him, and then he put 29 with Yamamoto and Nugent Hopkins.
Ooh, Strutty, really? A little grit determination on the left side. Okay, I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
I'm not talking about putting a furnace there, right? Like, I'm someone to complain.
No.
But I think they you know, you look at some of these players that are, you know, specifically in these last two rounds, they're pretty long. They're a little bit heavier in that top. So you need, if you can find a guy that's a little bit bigger and they can play, I'd prefer that. You know, because really, who's the big bodies in their top six right now? You've got Puljujärvi, and then Draisaitl. After that, tall and very slight, or small and slight.
Right.
So you're playing you're playing Nugent Hopkins with who, Struts?
Well, to counter the body size of Nuge, I would probably I'm putting with Draisaitl for sure, and then as a talking point, I'm putting Puljujärvi with Draisaitl, and then I want to get another a bigger left winger that can skate and make plays to play alongside Connor.
You know, and you're going to play Yamamoto with McDavid.
If I can get the big enough left winger, I'd take a look at it. Yeah, I'd take a look at it. They can't go out and sign a guy who's 180 pounds, 6 feet tall. Like, I think they need to have someone a little bit bigger that can get to the net. You know, let's say that you're trying to play against a team like the Canadiens and trying to get to the net. It's not always that easy. But you know, look at Killorn. He's a big body. That's a guy I'm looking at to add size to get there. Again, now I'm not talking fighting. I'm not talking running guys over. I'm talking getting to the net, getting those hard areas. Now Puljujärvi does it with him, but if you have Nuge with Yamamoto on the second line with Draisaitl, who's the guy punching through there? Who's the guy getting to those pucks? Who's the guy getting to the net? I don't really see anyone on that line doing it. I mean, Draisaitl can do it, but he's the center. Is he the only one that can do it? So that's why I want to mix up that top six a little bit. And that might be a little bit further down the road, but that's something they have to think about as you head into the playoffs.
See, boys, I'm going back. I would give the Nugent Hopkins, Draisaitl, Yamamoto line a full year to see if they can. They don't have to.
Well, they're never. But you have to understand, they're never doing what they did from January to March.
I was just going to say that. But if they can contribute, tilt the ice 5-on-5, and then you get Nugent Hopkins and Draisaitl continuing what this power play has been able to do, I think that's a good mix to support that top line. I'm okay with that. I think Yamamoto is going to be okay. I think people, you know, obviously he struggled. He was snake bit. He was getting chances, not scoring. He had some inopportune moments as well in the latter half of the season. But I still think that there's a pretty good player that is more than capable of being in the top six. And I'd be willing to give that another look and truly see it and let it kind of blossom into something good. If it doesn't work and you give it a chance, at least you know. At least you know. And then that opens up the left side on the top line with Puljujärvi and McDavid. And you can throw in, whether, like Strutty said, a guy that has some sandpaper but a ton of skill to match it and has a bigger body on the left side. Or you can even, with Puljujärvi being a big body, discovering himself, working on his toughness. I hear he's doing a little bit of boxing in the offseason, guys, to kind of keep some players away, some of the pests, if you will. But I think that leaves more flexibility. If you've got McDavid, Puljujärvi, you can slot in any type of left winger that could complement those two that already have a little bit of a good thing going. So I'd like to see the Yamamoto, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins combination get a full ride and maybe try to even attain 75 to 80% of what they did two seasons ago.
Yeah, you look at Nugent Hopkins' numbers with Draisaitl last year, he was 2.07 points per 60. In 2019 and 20 with McDavid, it was 2.04. Right, so he had the 25-game heater that people have to wrap their head around. That's like Yamamoto's not a point-a-game player. So, you know, pump the brakes right there. It was a great run. It's not going to happen. So it's probably kind of similar. You know, Strutty makes some valid points that, you know, you have to look at the, you know, the size factor. It might not happen right this summer. It might be something where you feel like, hey, maybe Dylan Holloway come next March can be a bigger body that we move up. And we move things around amongst our top six, right? That's something you could look at by then. So because really, if you look at the free agent left wingers, you got Brandon Saad, okay. But Tatar's not a big guy, he's productive. Schwartz is not a big guy, he's not as productive. And Hyman's not overly big, but, you know, he's tenacious. So there's not like there's a real big left winger out there in free agency to look at. So it might be one where you start the season knowing that you might have to move things around and shuffle the deck come the trade deadline or what have you, or just coming by allowing Dylan Holloway to have another 5 months, maybe 3 months in the minors to kind of get himself acclimatized to pro hockey. So it'll be interesting, but having one spot filled, the Oilers, everybody knew they needed three left wingers to sign. There's one down. They have two to go. Regardless of it, one's going to be a top six, the other's going to be your third line left winger and a third line center. They need a second line left defenseman. So there's still definitely lots of holes to fill and potentially, I guess, a right if Larson doesn't come back. But I kind of think Larson is going to re-sign. So it's a good day for the Oilers in the sense of cap space. There's obviously a risk down the road with Nugent Hopkins. Hey, it's an 8-year deal. Like, no one can read in the future 8 years. He's not an elite player. I've always been staunch on, you know what, non-elite guys. I wouldn't go long-term that long. But they did it to get the cap lower. And, you know, I understand why a GM does it, because the likelihood of the GM being here for a decade is pretty rare, right? Let's just be honest. So, you know, you look and say, hey, it's not, you know, it's not going to crush the team. Tyler, you know, Tyler Johnson was in your bottom six last year. And I say last year because people, if you say this year, will say, well, they're cheating the cap. But last year he was there making $5 million. So you can't have one top six forward making $5 million in your bottom six and still win. So it is plausible. Tommy, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, guys.
There you go. That's Gazzola.